Well, you know, there are people out there working to help those who don't have the means or the physical ability to run out and stock up on food, toilet paper, and medicine. About a week ago, Erin Henson of Louisville, Kentucky, came up with an idea to get people under 40 in her community to get food and medicine for people at high risk over 60 years old. Her effort is called the Louisville COVID-19 Match, and through her website, she's already gotten more than 1,100 people to sign up to help. Erin Henson joins us now. And Erin, explain the process and how matches are made.
Yeah, so the idea behind the program is that as best we can, we want to do a one-to-one match where we will match neighbors who essentially live in the same zip code who are lower risk with those who are higher risk. And they will foster a relationship and care for one another as we all try to get through this whole social distancing adventure, if you will. And the idea is that, you know, if I've been calling them the helpers, kicking it back to Mr. Rogers, you know, when you look around during times of crisis, you'll find the helpers. Mm-hmm. And so our helpers are just checking in every couple of days, you know, hey, do you need anything? Are you doing okay? Mm-hmm. Because while social distancing is great for the reduction of the virus, it can be very detrimental to mental health, and isolation is a big thing for folks, or fear of isolation. So just making sure that somebody is checking on them and really loving them through this.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned that social distancing. The CDC has suggested that folks stay 6 feet away from anyone who appears sick. Can you explain how the food and medicine gets delivered to people's homes?
Yeah, so our helpers have been instructed that they are to leave goods on the front porch. They are to call their friend and they are to say, you know, Miss Jones, I have your groceries and your medicine. I'm going to leave them on the front porch and I'll stand in the driveway until you collect them. And remember to wash your hands as soon as you bring them into your home and you put them away. They know that they're protecting not only themselves, but the person that they have been entrusted to love through this.
I'm kind of getting emotional talking to you because I was talking to a medical expert who said really helping the stop of the spread of coronavirus is about thinking about the collective and not the individual. Mm-hmm. And so much of our conversation has been just on that fear of transmission. What do you say to people who are afraid? They are scared, but they want to help others like you're helping.
For me, I'm one of those people. I'm a type 1 diabetic and I've had asthma since I was 4. And so something like this has the potential to put me in a place where I don't want to be necessarily. But this is what I could do. I could sit behind my computer and mobilize my community. And here's what I would say to folks who are helping, who may be afraid. We are all going to get through this, but I think it's important to remember that the only way we're going to do it is together. And by together, I mean at 6 feet away and maintaining washing your hands. But there are still people in your community who need you. And if you are under 60 and at lower risk of complications from COVID-19, this is your opportunity to love your community. And you are the rock stars. You are out there loving and caring for your neighbors in a way that I think we've forgotten how to do in this country.
That's Erin Henson. She launched Louisville COVID-19 Match as a way to help seniors in Kentucky get access to food, medicine, and other services during the coronavirus outbreak. Erin, thank you again so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.